Well, one of the many News Corp publications moving to online only is the Centralian Advocate. It's based in Alice Springs and it has been in circulation for a long time, 73 years. It creates two editions each week. Our reporter Oliver Gordon went down to the Todd Mall in the centre of Alice Springs to ask people how they felt about the changes.
I think the fact of the matter is it may not be economically viable anymore to reproduce it. And such a lot of people do go online for their news because you don't have to carry something around and dispose of it. And when people are thinking eco these days, you don't want a big pile of papers that you have to do something with every week or a couple of times a week for the Centralian Advocate.
And you're holding an iPad. Would you consider subscribing to the Centralian Advocate so you could continue to read the newspaper but in a different format?
Yes, I would. Yes, and I think probably most people would because, you know, everyone either buys the Advocate or checks it out, you know, in passing. And if that was the only way you could get it, then certainly would, just to keep up to date with what's happening in the town.
There is something nice about flicking through a newspaper, though, when you're having a morning coffee. There's something nice about that. Will you miss that ritual of getting a physical newspaper?
I personally won't because I rarely buy them. You know, I have a look at the Advocate and the Alice News online or what is online. But I must confess that if I'm somewhere and someone's left a newspaper behind, I would prefer to flick through that than have a look at it on the iPad. And I think, too, after all the coronavirus, I find I, and perhaps others, are just about over looking at screens and living through screens. So there's something still very attractive about buying a newspaper, yes.
It's probably a good thing. Less paper, less waste, digital, everything else is digital, it's easy. I will miss picking up a paper though.
And you might have to get a subscription in order to be able to access the news articles that the Centralian Advocate team write now. Would you be happy to pay for your news?
Not really. I get several articles that I read and lots of them are, you know, paid subscription and I just can't be bothered. I leave them generally. I'll search for information that I can get free.
So would you stop reading the Centralian Advocate if you had to start paying for it online?
Well, yeah, I guess I would. You know, I want to support local business, but, I get bombarded with pay for this, pay for that, subscribe to this, you know, and it's just a bit, I'm over it, to be honest. It's sort of, you know, I'll just search articles that I can read that I don't pay for.
And will you miss the newspaper as an object, you know, sitting down and flicking through it?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy reading a newspaper. It's, I like sitting on trains in big cities and I'm usually the only one reading a paper. Everyone's flicking through their phones. So, yeah, I'll miss it.
Oh, the best thing I could say is that it's better for the environment, I guess.
People in Alice Springs speaking there to our reporter, Oliver Gordon.